G'day, Lee. How are you?
We better kick off with the second test match at the Adelaide Oval as we head into day two today. But it's another test match and another ton for Marnus.
Yeah, exactly right. He's in some sort of form. I think that's three in a row now, isn't it? So he's going beautifully. He's still unbeaten. Stumps to 120 not out. And Travis Head not far behind him on 114. Great to see him bounce back after that disappointing knock in Perth where he was out for 99. So in front of his home crowd over there in South Australia was magnificent to see. Obviously, Steve Smith got a duck. Yeah, Usman Khawaja, 62. And David Warner, 21. And isn't he in the headlines at the moment too? Obviously, with the whole, he wanted to do the leadership challenge and now he's pulled out of that, saying it's all become too much for him and his family. And it's a really interesting one because we know back at the time in 2018 that he was given a lifetime ban from leadership and Steve Smith had a two-year ban. And it's just a funny situation, really, that we're talking about David Warner trying to overturn his ban, but Steve Smith's out there captaining in replace of Pat Cummins. So, I think this sandpaper gate thing is only just beginning, to be honest, Lee. I reckon we're going to hear more and more of this, and particularly now that David Warner's manager's come out and he's been the one holding David Warner back from speaking about it. So it mightn't be while he's still playing, but certainly when he's retired, we'll hear more about it, I reckon.
All it's done is added a lot more spice to the upcoming South African Test Series, hasn't it?
Yeah, that's exactly right, and that's not too far away from beginning. So you're right, and no doubt about that. And that's going to be magnificent to watch.
What about early in the week with that Test match that finished off in Pakistan? An amazing result there, wasn't it, between England and Pakistan?
Yeah, that's right. It was an amazing finish, wasn't it? And Ben Stokes particularly was, applauded for the way he captained the England team in that game because, it could have easily petered out to a draw, but they were pretty aggressive, the way they declared and things like that. And you're right, it was a high-scoring affair, 657 for England in there. First knock and then 579 for Pakistan in there. So runs galore to be had, you're right. It was a thrilling finish to the game and really good for Test cricket, I thought.
Good notes for Australian tennis. Ash Barty winning the Don Awards overnight as one of Australia's most prestigious awards.
Absolutely magnificent and no one more deserving, really, this year, was there? What she managed to do and, win the Australian Open and then go out so graciously with her retirement and, magnificent stuff from Ash. And it's hard to believe that's almost a year coming up since all that took place. So she's almost been out of the game for a year, which is just flown. And, hopefully, it's not the last we said, whatever she decides to do with the career down the track.
And in the Soccer World Cup, do we talk about the Soccer World Cup now that the Socceroos are out, Brent?
I think there's still plenty of interest in it, Lee, but you're right. Unfortunately, we're not there, which is a little bit sad, but they did well, the Socceroos. But see, we've got four big quarterfinals all set up for us now. The first one's 2 a.m. tomorrow morning. We've got Croatia and Brazil, which will be huge, and then 6 a.m. Netherlands and Argentina. And then in the early hours of Sunday morning, Morocco and Portugal will face off, and then England and France as well. So massive games. I'm not sure what it looks like after that with who plays who with the semi-finals. I'm not sure who's on which side of the draw, but it's going to be magnificent whatever happens because we know that those nations are big when it comes to world soccer and it'll be magnificent to see how they go.
In the NBL, Sydney Kings overnight defeated the New Zealand Breakers 81-88 and Sydney Kings got a home game on Sunday against Tassie's Jack Jumpers.
Yeah, heading up for this one, looking forward to it. I was there the last time they played, which was obviously game three of the grand final series last year, or earlier this year, I should say, and they haven't met since that point, so it's going to be magnificent to see how it all plays out on Sunday. Obviously, some new-look teams on both sides of the coin, and the Jack Jumpers are sitting pretty nicely late at the moment. They've obviously started the season with a lot of travel, but they're 7-6, and they've got it after this game on Sunday. I think they've got 5 out of the next 7 at home at My State Bank Arena. So they're going okay, but Sydney will be a really tough challenge. They had a good win last night across the Tasman against New Zealand, and sitting on top of the table pretty comfortably at the moment. So the Jackies will have their work cut out for them on Sunday.
All right, Brent, what can we look forward to tomorrow morning from 10 over 2 solid hours? It's the Water Boys.
Yeah, got a big one tomorrow morning. A lot of cricket on the show. We'll also be across the Test match, but also the Hobart Hurricanes begin their BBL campaign this time next week on Friday night at the MCG against the Melbourne Stars. We're going to check in and see how their preparations are going with James Hopes, who's obviously a pretty well-regarded name in domestic cricket and one of the Hurricanes' assistant coaches this summer. Also talk with the new Tasmanian Tigers and Hobart Hurricanes women's coach, Jude Coleman, who began her tenure this week. Looking forward to catching up with her. On the basketball front, Larry Kesselman, the NBL, and Jack Giappizzone was in Tasmania this week, so we'll catch up with Larry and also Jared Bairstow ahead of that game against the Sydney Kings on Sunday, and also a bit of tennis on the show as well with Darren Sturgis, tournament director of the Hobart International, with another big name in Elise Merton signing on for that this week. And of course, we'll be right across the soccer as well, Lee. So we'll try and jam all that into 2 hours tomorrow morning.
Oozing in sport over 2 hours from 10 tomorrow. It is the Water Boys with Brent Costello. So all the best for tomorrow's show and all the best anchoring Win News next week from 5:30. Great to catch up with you, mate. You have a good weekend. We'll talk some more next Friday morning, a little after 7.
Thanks, Lee. Good on you, mate. Cheers.